because they were, they wouldn't have anybody from because they were mad with
her. My goodness.
So he called me on, we went to a meeting on Saturday morning. He called me Saturday afternoon and wanted to know if I would take the school. Sure, I'd take the school because I need the money and didn't have another job. So, and we didn't have a car. We married in 1930, so that was during the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked 6 miles after church that day. We lived at Crabapple and walked 6 miles to get my daddy's car so I could drive the next morning to school. Well, my husband went with me. And see, I didn't know I was going over there until Saturday, so we did nothing. We got to the school building, and fodder, you know what fodder is. That's the corn that the leaves, and that's not what you call it, and I forgot what you call that. Anyway, that was hay and that all in this room where we had to clear out on the day we started school.
Oh my goodness, that's so funny.
And
they've been storing it in there.
Different people had used that house during the summer, that schoolhouse. But I'll say that was one of my best years as far as children being anxious to learn, because they'd had this old man for years there, and he didn't, they were going to have to go, you know, at that time, the seventh graders had to take a test that the whole county, all the children of the county took.
Hmm.
And they knew they were going to have to take this exam, and they had nothing. I taught fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh grade English all in one class because
wow.
They had it. But they were anxious to learn. And then the next year, I didn't know where I was going when the contracts came out in September. I didn't know where I was going. But anyway, there was a little school. You don't know anything about this part of the country, do you? Anyway, it was near Gwinnett County. You know where Gwinnett
mm-hmm.
County.
Mm-hmm.
And the principal of that school visited me like today. And he said, well, I'll know by Monday. This was on Thursday. And I didn't have a telephone, but on Friday morning, I got a call that I had a job in Rossville. And that was one of the best things that ever happened to us, that I got the job in Rossville. And so that I've been teaching, I've taught there in one building, not in the same building, but in the school, 33 years.
Wow.
33 years.
And so you were teaching a couple grades at one time, right?
Well, at that time, see, there were not that many students in Roswell.
Hmm.
Another teacher that was there before I came, and she had priority. So they gave me. But you know, I don't know how many. There's a lot of good pupils in there. It's not as bad as we think it is now. Of course, I couldn't hold them down because you have to sit in their laps. Well, anyway, I enjoyed it.
What age were you when you started teaching?
When I started?
When you started.
Well, at that time, you know, I graduated from high school in 27. And in May 27, and April of the next year, I started teaching because you didn't. We had one course in high school that all you had to have to start teaching. So then I taught 2 or 3 years there, then I moved on to another school.
So you were really young when you started teaching.
Yeah.